Bikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Tomid Babli Daf Chof Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vov and Aleph at the new perk of the foot of the page, Hatruma. Hatruma v'abikurim chayav maleim misa v'chomesh v'asurim lezoim v'hein nichsei koyin. Truma and Bikurim, if a non-koyin ate them, he is chayav misa from heaven if he was intentional, and ad v'chomesh, which is an extra fifth if he was inadvertent, and they are forbidden to a non-koyen, and they are the property of the koyen. Va'ilim be'echad u'meya, u'tu'unim u'chitzas yadayim be'er shemesh. Their bottle in a mixture of 101, instead of 100 times as much chulin as them, they require netinat yadayim before touching them, and a tful yom needs the sun to set before they are permitted to him. Va'ilim b'truma u'b'bikurim, mash'ein b'ma'aseh. These apply to truma and bikurim, but not to ma'aseh. The Gemara says that Truma v'Bikurim v'chulei. The Gemara brings the wording of the Mishnah, Truma v'Bikurim. Ksiv v'ani hinei nosati lecha es mishmeres trumoisai, shtei trumois ha-Truma v'Bikurim. It says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Peg Yudches Pasuk Ches, behold, I have given before you the guarding of my trumois. The Pasuk discussing two trumois, namely Truma and Bikurim. And the Pasuk says, we change the gif here, it should say, ha-Bikurim dechsiv, v'heveisem shama oleseichem, and they should say ma'asoyfichem v'estrumas yedchem eila bikurim dechiziv lekach ha-koyen hatenem yodecha. Bikurim are called truma, as it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis pasuk Tes, and you will bring them there your oilois, and then it says and the trumas of your hand. This is referring to bikurim because it says and you will take the and the koyen will take the basket from your hand. And now the gift should say Uksiv Vli Yisu Alav Chet V'Meisibay Ki Yehalu, and Truma has a Chiyuv Misa because it says, and they shall not bear sin by eating it while unclean, and thereby die through it since they will have desecrated it. Oy Ne'ma B'Kodshim Akos Madave, or perhaps this pasuk discusses Kodshim and not Truma. K'Vaksiv Koreis B'Kodshim Yeh Misa B'Koreis B'Kodshim V'Yesh Meis V'Chizu Meis. Koreis is already written about Kodshim. Will there be Misa and Koreis, which includes Misa B'Dei Shamayim for Kodshim? Does the person die and die again? Ka'adah Zatani ha-Meis le-Chamishim Shona, Meis be-Koreis le-Chamishim Reshtayim, Zuhi Misa Shmuel, Hanovi, le-Shishim Misa Amur v'Torah, le-Shivim Misa Shel Shiva Seva, le-Shmoyin Misa Shel Zikna, Mikan ve'Elech Chayit Tzar. This is like the Brisa taught, if one dies at 50, he dies through Koreis. 52 is the Misa of Shmuel Hanovi. 60 is the Misa B'dei Shamayim, said in the Torah. 70 is the Misa of Seva, which is old age. 80 of them is the Misa of Zikna, which is old age. Past this is a life of pain. Ma'i Chames Meima Mesa Chamishim Mes B'Koreis. Why do you say that if one died at 50, he died through Koreis? Siv, Ha'tachriso Es Shevet Mishpachos HaKarasiva Goyme, V'zois Asulahem V'chiu V'lo Yamusu, Asulahem Dabo Shel Takona Shelo Yaduna Einehem M'beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The first answer is because it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar Dalet, in Pesukim Yudches and Yudtes, do not cause the tribe of the families of Kahas to be cut off from amongst the Levim. Do this for them so they should live and not die, means make a solution for them so their eyes will not enjoy seeing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uksiv, b'leavo liois kabalas HaKodesh omesu, uksiv, m'ben chamishim shana yashuv mitzvah ha'avayda. And it says over there in Pasuk Chof, and they shall not come to see when the holy kelim are being wrapped up, lest they die. And it also says in Bamidbar Pekhes Pasuk Chofei, and from the age of 50 he shall retire from the work and do no more work, meaning that this Misa applies only before 50. V'avin b'ridu of Tanchum bar Tirifon Shamala Minacha Yimei Shnei Seinim b'yim Shem Shona Seimehen Esim Seishona She'im Beistin Shomalin Oinchim V'kolsin Nimtus Oimeh Hameis Lechamishim Shona Meis v'Hikaris. A second answer is from Rav Avin Bari Dov Tanchum. He learns it from here. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Sadik Pasuk Yud, the days of a person's years are 70 years. Deduct from them 20 because the Beis Din above does not punish and give Kares before the age of 20. And it turns out if one died at age 50, he died through Kares. He lost years from which Beis Din above does not punish. The Chamishim Mishtayim Mises Shmuel HaNavi. The Baisa said that at 52 is the Misa of Shmuel HaNavi. ואבא ברידו ופופי, ובשור, וסכנן בשם רבי לוי, וכל עצב יהיה מויסו, ודבספסיים אך למחסור, חל על ידי שריבסה בתפילסה קיצה ביום השושמו, שעומה, וישו שם עד אוילום. רבי אבא ברידו ושור, אוב סכנן, quoting רבי לוי, said, quoting the פסק in Mishlei, פרק יודלד, פסק חוף גימל, in every toil there will be gain, but a word over the lips is only for loss. Since Hannah prayed excessively, she caused Shmuel's years to be shortened, because she said the words, and he shall dwell there forever. V'haloi ein, if she say, Oilam ele chamishim shana, dichsiv, if she say, v'avadu la oilam, v'haid delain chamishim v'tauti. They will ask, well, oilam is 50 years, as it says in the Pasuk, and they will serve la oilam, he will serve, slave will serve until Yovel, and Shmuel lived until, 50, until he was 52. And Rabbi Yossi Bibun, Rishnaim Shegamaratu, Rabbi Yossi Bibun answered, Olam does not include the 2 years that she nursed him before she weaned him and brought him to the Mishkan. He lived from then 50 more years. Hashishim Misa Hamura B'Torah, the Baisa said that at 60 is the Misa B'Dei Shamayim said in the Torah. V'chizki B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Ba'achar K'siv, Emira Ish Ba'Anoshim Ha'ele, Hador Ha'ba'azeh, V'Geime Ha'ga'atzmacha, She'yotzim Ritzayim Ben Esim Shona, ועוד עשב מדבר ארבעים שנה ומאס נמצא זעימה המאס לשישים שנה ניסה אמור בתורה. The first source is from Rabbi Chizkiya quoting Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. The Pasuk says in Drom Alas Pasuk Lamed Hei, if any of these men of this evil generation sees the good land, exert yourself and you'll find the answer that if one left Mitzrayim at the age of 20 and he was 40 years in the Midbar and died, it turns out the one who dies at 60 years, this is the Misa said in the Torah. There was no decree on people below the age of 20. Uksiv, Tavoy v'kelach elei kavel. And the Pasuk says in Iyo Perkei Pasuk Chavav, you shall come to the grave at a ripe old age, and the gematria of v'kelach is 60. The Shirim Shalom Misa Shel Seva. The writer says that at 70 is a Misa of Seva, of old age. Tichsiv, we should add, as the Pasuk says, you may shenoiseim v'ahim Shirim Shalom. Source is a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Tzadik Pasuk Yud, the days of a person's years are 70. Ishmoin and Misa Shel Zikna. The Baisa said that 80 is a Misa of Zikna. Shneemar b'Megro Ishmoin Shana, as that same pasuk says, and with strength it's 80 years. V'chein Barzilai Omer LaDavid Ben Ishmoin Shana Anecha Yom Ha'Eda Ben Tov L'Ra. A second source is that Barzilai told David in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perek Yotes Pasuk Lamed Vav, I am 80 years old today, do I know good from bad? You should say, Oval Hamashim Va'asa Davashu Be'ikaris. You should say, Acha V'chadi, Oval Shisin Va'asa Davashu Ba'ovin Nisa, Acha V'chadi. The Gemara asks, if one passed 50 and did something with the punishment of Kores, he eats and rejoices, he won't get Kores. And if one passed 60 and did something with the punishment of Nisa, he would eat and rejoice. Tani Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Oime Zokein Sheochles Hachelev, we should say, Oi Shechil Es Hashabbos, Meis Behekores, Vechi Mi Moidiena Shehu Behekores. Advice says from Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, a question, if an old person ate Chelev or profane Shabbos, he dies through Kores. Who will inform us that he died due to Kores? He already passed the age of Mises Kores. Ella, she said, "Kadod Tani Hamis leYom Echad Misa Shalzam leShnayim Misa Shal Behala leShlisha Mis B'Magefa." The answer is like it was taught: one who dies on the day he fell sick, this is the death of from divine anger. On the second day, it's the death of bewilderment, and on the third day, he died from a plague. Tani Vichalafta Ben Shol Mis BeEchad leShnayim leShlisha Mis BeKoris leAbo leChamisha Misa Hadufa leShusha Misas Derech Eretz. Neshiva Misa Shal Chiba, Nikan Ve'elech Meis B'Yisurim. And Chalafta Ben Shol said if he died on day 1, 2, or 3, he died through Kores. On day 4 or 5, this is Misa Hadufa, which is Misa De Shamayim. On day 6 is normal death. On day 7 is death of Dinas. Parsis, he died amidst afflictions. Ma'achamis Meima, Meis Lashusha Yomim, Meis Magefa. Why did we say that on the third day he died from a plague? Chalfai Barbari Rabbi Abo Amar Shamas Kalei Shesei Desabi Dorash Vayhi Ka'aser Sayomim Vayigosh Hashem Es Nevo V'Yamos Talalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Shiris Yimei Evloi Shoshmu Shlo Yis Arev Evloi Shoshim Asadik Ra'asa oy shoshi yam meisim magefa. Chilfai, Babbrid, Ravo answered, I heard the voice of my grandfather, Rabbi Avo, expounding, as the Pasuk said in Shmu Aleph Pe Chafei, Pasuk Lamed Ches, and it was like 10 days, and Hashem plagued Naval, and he died. Hashem suspended for him in delayed his punishment 7 days of mourning over Shmuel, not to mix it with the mourning over a Tzaddik, and then he fell sick and lived another 3 days and died from a plague. And Chagai b'shem of Shmuel bar Nachman la'aseret yomim, inktiv kana elaka aseret yomim, tala l'kodesh boruch hu asor yomim ka'aseret yomim, shebein hushonat liyom ha'kipurim, shema yaseh tshuva v'le'asa. And Chagai quoting with Shmuel bar Nachman said, it doesn't say la'aseret yomim, but rather ka'aseret yomim. Hashem suspended him like the 10 days between Hoshana and Yom Kippur. Perhaps he will repent, but he did not repent.